This podcast is brought to you by patreon.com/Steve Charney. For a lousy buck a month, you can support this program by becoming a patron. Now, don't make me guilt you into it. You know what to do. patreon.com/Steve Charney. I'm Steve Charney, and it's the Thanksgiving show, as if you didn't know by now. And Lynn Hardy and Diane Sanabria are my guests. They're singing the old favorite, Turkey in the Straw, which seems appropriate, considering the holiday. And I'll be singing an original and featuring another song I wrote for Jim Henson's Bear in the Big Blue House about the family. A sweet sentiment at this time of year, because it's time to have dinner with people close to you. And Harry, who are you going to have dinner with this week?
I'm having dinner with someone.
Who?
The new boyfriend of my old girlfriend's girlfriend.
What? The old boyfriend of your new girlfriend's girlfriend?
No, that isn't what I said.
What did you say? The new boyfriend of your new girlfriend's boyfriend?
I said the new boyfriend of my old girlfriend's girlfriend.
I still don't get it. You have a new boyfriend?
It's not my boyfriend. It's my old girlfriend's girlfriend's new boyfriend.
Wait a second. Is it an old boyfriend or a new boyfriend of your old girlfriend's boyfriend?
It's not my old girlfriend's boyfriend. It's my old girlfriend's girlfriend, and it's her new boyfriend.
Uh-huh. So your old girlfriend has a new boyfriend.
It's not my old girlfriend's new boyfriend.
It's her old boyfriend.
I'm her old boyfriend.
You? How did you get into this?
I've been in it from the beginning. Listen, my old girlfriend has a girlfriend.
Is it a new girlfriend or an old girlfriend?
Well, she's been her girlfriend for a long time.
So she is an old girlfriend.
Yeah, but she's still a girlfriend.
Oh, okay, so she's not an old girlfriend. She's still her girlfriend.
Look, why don't we just call her a girlfriend, okay?
Okay.
Now, this is my old girlfriend's girlfriend.
Is your old girlfriend over 60?
What do you mean?
Well, you said she's old. I wanted to know how old.
I don't mean like that. She's an ex-girlfriend.
Aha! Now we're getting somewhere.
We are?
Maybe not.
So anyway, my ex-girlfriend has a girlfriend.
Who is not an ex-girlfriend.
No, she's an old girlfriend, but not an ex-girlfriend.
Okay, I think I got it.
Now this girlfriend...
Not your girlfriend, her girlfriend.
Right! Has a new boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to have dinner with him.
So let me get this straight. You're having dinner with the new girlfriend of your old boyfriend's girlfriend.
I love my mama's Thanksgiving, 'cause no one can cook like mama can. Wherever I roam, I'm always coming home. On that Thursday in November, I'm my mama's biggest fan. I've got a lot to give thanks for. I've got my health and wealth, knock on wood. And when the family gathers round from every part of town, we give our thanks for mama's fancy spread. Let me tell you what she's got on the table now. Croquettes, vinaigrettes, casseroles and punch bowls, sweets and meats, treats and beets, sunflower seeds and meatballs, hot mustard, cold custard, gefilte fish, a potato knish, cakes, steaks, grapes and crepes, milkshakes and a salad dish, hot dogs, nut logs, cheddar cheese and fricassees, jams, yams, lambs and hams, pecans and sesames, orange juice and chocolate mousse, apple pies and french fries, creams, greens, nectarines, string beans and lemon ice, hot pastrami, cold salami, onion rings and chicken wings, rice, ice, nice spice, carrots, diced potato skins, player soles, jelly rolls, orange slush, spaghetti squash, wine, lime, orange rind, moonshine, and just plain mush. I've got a lot to give thanks for. I've got my health and wealth, knock on wood. And when the family gathers round from every part of town, we give our thanks for mama's fancy spread. I'm stuffed. We give our thanks for mama's fancy spread. Won't pass the beans. We give our thanks for mama's fancy spread.
So you all set for Thanksgiving dinner? You know you can eat and everything?
Well, not really, Steve. I'll tell you, we were going to have turkey. My uncle owns a farm, and he's been raising this turkey all year for us, but, well, he got away.
What do you mean?
Well, as it got closer to the holiday, that turkey got more and more nervous, Steve. He must have sensed what was going to happen to him, and he escaped from the board. That turkey was no turkey, boy!
What do you mean he was no turkey? What was he then if he wasn't a turkey?
No, I mean he got scared and ran away. He was a real chicken.
You're saying your turkey was a chicken?
No, he wasn't a chicken. He was chicken. He flew the coop. He took it on the lamb.
Oh, I see. He was a lamb. You can have lamb for Thanksgiving.
My uncle was feeding him all year, fattening him up, and then he cut out.
Was it hard to fatten him up?
Are you kidding? He ate like a pig.
Oh, he was a pig. You can have ham for dinner.
He wasn't a ham. He wasn't a lamb. He wasn't a chicken. He was a turkey.
But you said he wasn't a turkey.
I'm starting to think you're the turkey.
Look, I just want to know what you're having for Thanksgiving.
Well, we're not having turkey, okay? He was just too foxy for my uncle.
You're going to have fox for dinner?
I meant my uncle almost got him as he was flying away, Stevie. He aimed his gun and would have got him. But that, he was smart. You should have seen that turkey duck.
Now you're saying he was a duck?
Stop joking around.
Hey, I don't joke around when it comes to your turkey.
Bull!
Sorry, I don't joke around when it comes to your bull.
Look, this whole turkey business has started to become a bore.
Oh, so now you're saying he's a boar. I wish you'd make up your mind.
Look, he's not a boar. He's not a bull. He's not a duck. He's not a pig. He's not a chicken. He's not a fox.
Well, I'm just trying to make sense out of what you're talking about.
Yeah, right. You were just trying to give my turkey a hard time. Listen, he's lying.
He was a lion?
You're lying!
I'm a lion? Harry, you're not making any sense.
You're right, especially since we already established that you're a turkey.
Look, he got away, so what are you going to eat for Thanksgiving now?
I don't know, Steve. Our family has a tradition of fasting all day, so we'll be nice and hungry for dinner. Come dinner time, we could eat a horse. Don't even mention it.
Are you sorry he got away?
Well, not really, Steve. I'm actually glad he did. It must be pretty awful spending the year knowing you're going to end up as food. It must be hard to bear.
Yeah, it must be hard to be a bear.
Lynn Hardy and Diane Sanabria are here, and they promised me that they would do a turkey in the straw version to add to my collection of turkey in the straws, right?
That's right.
Absolutely.
Good, good. Well, I must have 7 or 8 versions of it, and I think we need more.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of turkeys out there. There's a lot of straws.
There's a good reason why I have so many versions, because it's such a fine song, and everyone likes to, you know, stick their 2 cents in.
Mm-hmm. Well, this certainly has withstood the test of time, this song.
Harry, you want to sing with us on this?
Oh, sure. I would love to sing.
It's a really easy part just for you.
Oh, good, good, good.
Yeah.
Because I can't do anything too complicated.
Yeah. We're going to go turkey in the straw, and then all you have to go is ha, ha, ha.
Ha, ha, ha.
Good. Yeah, and then turkey in the straw. Hey, hey, hey.
Hey, hey,
turkey
hey,
in the hay.
Hey, 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 hey.
See, it's not even, it's too hard for me.
Hey.
Hey. That's it.
Okay.
That's it.
I got it.
Straw, ha, hey, hey.
Hey, hey. Hey.
Straw, ha, okay. Hey, hey.
There you go. Got it?
Steve, you want to join in with us?
No, I think I'll sit this one out. You do it by yourself.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Chicken cackled, little chicken begged. Poor little chicken laid a hard-boiled egg. Turkey in the straw.
Ha, ha, ha.
Turkey in the hay.
Hey, hey, hey.
Well, the bullfrog danced with his mother-in-law, and he played a little tune called Turkey in the Straw. Turkey in the Straw.
Ha, ha, ha.
Turkey in the hay.
Hey, hey, hey.
Well, the bullfrog danced with his mother-in-law, and he played a little tune called Turkey in the Straw. Bakery shop and I picked 3 donuts out. out of the grease, handed the lady a 5-cent piece. Well, she looked at the nickel and she looked at me and she said, "This nickel's no good, you see. There's a hole in the middle and it goes right through." I said, "There's a hole in the donut too. Turkey and straw, turkey and the hay,
hey, hey, hey.
Wilbur Ferd danced with his mother-in-law and he played a little tune called Turkey and Straw, Turkey and Straw."
Steve, I just got a call from my house.
Yeah? What happened?
Well, my mother got a turkey.
Oh, well. Huh. Okay. So you are going to eat turkey.
Well, yeah. Want to come over to my house with some turkey? You know, being Thanksgiving and all?
Well, it's about time you invited me, Harry. You think you would have invited me earlier than this, right? Inviting me at the last second.
Well, okay, I'm inviting you now. Can you come over for turkey?
Well, why should I have to eat turkey on Thanksgiving? That always bugged me. Maybe I'd like chicken.
I don't have chicken, I have turkey.
Is that my fault? Why didn't you ask me what I wanted before you invited me over? If I want chicken, why should you force me to eat turkey?
Okay, don't eat it.
Oh, now I shouldn't eat it. I should go hungry while you stuff yourself.
I don't want you to go hungry, not on Thanksgiving. I'll tell you what. I'll go get a chicken.
And what happens to the turkey?
I don't know. I'll give it to the dog.
Oh, that's great. You feed the dog turkey, and you want me to eat chicken.
Why are you giving me a hard time? I'm congenial.
Aha, using an assumed name.
I use my own name. You can find it on my mailbox.
Why should I look for your name? I know what it is.
Then don't look for it.
Oh, I see. I shouldn't look for your name. I should walk into somebody else's house by mistake tonight and get shot for a burglar.
Don't say that. Come to my house. The door's always open.
Oh, now you're going to leave the door open. You want me to sit out in a draft and catch a cold.
All right. I'll close the door. I'll lock the door.
What am I supposed to do? Crawl in the window?
I'll bring you into the house.
Oh, you'll bring me in. What's the matter? I can't walk? You think I'm drunk or something?
Listen to me. I just want you to have some nice, young turkey on Thanksgiving.
How do you know it's a young turkey? How can you tell a turkey's age?
By the teeth.
A turkey has no teeth.
But I have.
Are you going to allow me to carve the turkey?
Sure. If it puts you in a better mood than the one you're in now, you carve the turkey.
Good. I'll hand out the portions.
Then I'll probably end up with a wishbone.
Well, what's the matter with that? The wishbone is lucky.
Oh, yeah? The turkey had it. Didn't do him any good.
Now, let me think. I'll take the two legs.
But I'd like to have a leg.
Sure. The turkey has only two legs and you want one. You are the most selfish person I ever met. And on Thanksgiving, too, when you should be thinking of others.
I'm a wanted scoundrel.
What do you mean you're a wanton scoundrel?
I'm a-wantin' one of those legs.
Let me ask you this. Is the turkey dressed?
What, do you think he runs around naked? Of course he's dressed. He has it a suit of feathers.
If it has feathers on, then it isn't dressed.
How do you like that? If it has feathers, it isn't dressed. I'm talking about a turkey, not a fan dancer.
And I'm talking about a turkey. If it has feathers on, it isn't dressed.
So what should I do to dress it? Put pants on him?
Well, I just thought maybe the butcher dressed the turkey.
At this time of year, he doesn't have time to put a dress on the turkey?
Oh, and other times of the year he does?
Certainly. Do you want your turkey to dress up as Bozo the Clown? He'll do it for you. He'll dress that turkey in those big clown shoes and a red nose and wig. But not this week. He's too busy.
Will he dress up the turkey as a ballerina?
Sure. He'll put on a little tutu and ballet shoes on it. But not this week.
Pity. Would have been nice to have a turkey dressed up as Goofy or Mickey Mouse.
Not today.
Mom is cooking pancakes on the griddle. Your sister tells your dad a brand new riddle. Baby burps because he's little. The dog wants to jump in the middle. Eating breakfast with the ones you love. This is your family tree with branches old and new. There's dad and mom and you, brothers and sisters too. Sometimes your grandpa comes, and don't forget your pup. The roots grow down, down, down as you grow up. Sometimes you fight about the silliest things, like who is next to play on the swings. But you forget you're arguing when Dad drives up and starts to sing his favorite song to the ones he loves. You are my family tree, with branches old and new. There's Mom and all of you, and Uncle Larry too. Sometimes your grandma comes, and then there is our pup. The roots grow down, down, down as you grow up. A family can be found most anywhere. In fact, we are a family round here. A bear cub, otters, they're a pair. A mouse, a lemur, and a great big bear. When there's love, there's a family there. This is a family tree, with branches old and new. Someday when you grow up, you might have babies too. The tree will grow some more. You'll be a mom or pop. The roots grow down, down, down as you grow up. The roots grow down, down, down as you grow up.
That was the bear singing a song that I wrote, The Family Tree, from Bear in the Big Blue House by Jim Henson Production. It was on the Disney Channel for several years, played all around the world. It's great. Anyway, Conversations with My Dummy is produced, written, and performed by me, Steve Charney, stevecharney.com. Thanks to Lynn Hardy and Diane Sanabria. Lynn repairs guitars, by the way, and other stringed instruments. You spell her name with one N, and you can Google her. She's also in a great group called The Cupcakes out of Woodstock, New York. You can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, tunein.com, on my YouTube channel, which has lots of videos of me and Harry, of course, and on patreon.com/stevecharney, wink, wink, where you can become a patron of this show for $1 a month. As I said, my website is stevecharney.com. That has info about my live stage shows, how to contact me, all the stuff I have for sale, which includes books and CDs, my bio. Oh my goodness, it goes on and on. On Facebook, search for Steve and Harry, Conversations with My Dummy, or on Twitter too. And if you like this podcast, spread the word around, man. Spread the word, and happy Thanksgiving. We'd like to say happy Thanksgiving to all our beautiful listeners. Yeah, and our ugly ones too.